Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
The abrupt end of American Home.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The deteriorating housing market has claimed another victim. American Home Mortgage Investment Corp. is closing most of its business today. More than 6,000 workers are losing their jobs. American Home Mortgage will try to operate its thrift and loan servicing businesses. This company catered to homeowners with high credit scores. 2 years ago, American Home stock traded at nearly $40. Last night, it was worth about $1.50. Wall Street has been caught in a vicious tug of war lately. On one side is the fear of trouble in credit markets. On the other is the strength of corporate earnings. Yesterday, a late rally sent the Dow up 100 points to 13,463. The S&P rose 6 to 1472, and the NASDAQ gained 22 to 2575. Overnight, Japanese stocks were little changed, even though there were good earnings from Toyota. A weaker yen helped drive higher sales of Corollas and Camrys in North America and Europe. In Europe at this hour, most of the major markets are trading lower. This morning, we'll get the numbers on July employment. Most forecasts predict the economy will add 125,000 jobs. Now, just how many of those will be part of the emerging green economy is tough to tell. Demand for skilled workers is already outpacing supply. Today, lawmakers are debating a bill to close that gap. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
It's called the Green Jobs Act, and it's part of the House's comprehensive energy legislation. But unlike incentives for alternative energy and stricter efficiency rules for appliances, the jobs proposal takes a different tack. It would train up to 35,000 people a year for jobs in the clean energy sector. Van Jones with the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights says without green-collar workers, there won't be a green economy.
We're going to have a need for literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of new workers who can put up those solar panels, who can build those wind farms, who can weatherize the buildings. And right now, we don't have a national strategy to train up those workers.
If the bill passes, one-fifth of the funds would be used to create so-called pathways out of poverty for low-income workers. Jones says green-collar jobs can offer both living wages and upward mobility. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Virtual car thieves have got a longer wait ahead of them. Take-Two Interactive's postponing the release of Grand Theft Auto 4. The company says the video game's just not ready. Grand Theft Auto 4 was due in 2 months. Now the release has been pushed back until next spring. Analysts say this could create ripple effects for the entire video game industry during the holiday selling season. Grand Theft Auto 4 was expected to drive sales of the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
The social networking website Facebook has just lost a high-profile sponsor. British cell phone company Vodafone has pulled its ads from the site. That's because they appeared alongside a far-right political party's manifesto. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Vodafone executives were aghast. The company has carefully nurtured a friendly, open-minded image, and there they were, sharing cyberspace with an extreme right-wing political group. The BNP, or British National Party, is widely seen here as xenophobic. It's been frequently accused of racism. Vodafone pulled its ads this morning, saying that its policy was to avoid any political affiliations. Other advertisers are thought likely to follow suit. Facebook has declined to comment. The incident underlines a dilemma for companies like Vodafone. They want to reach the young audiences that such websites attract, but cannot always control the context in which their advertising appears. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
You've heard them, from songs to sound effects. Ringtones are big business. Now companies are using promotional tones to ring up more sales. Kurt Nickisch reports from WBUR in Boston.
Say you're the head of a marketing campaign for a big retailer. Say you want to create buzz around your product by letting customers download ringtones. Then maybe you should take a lesson from retail politics.
Obama! Obama!
That's just one of the free ringtones created by Barack Obama supporters that you can download from his website. Soon after they went online, Jon Stewart's Daily Show made fun of the marketing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but novelty cell phone rings are not going to get anyone elected president.
Right after the show, though, hundreds of people started downloading them. To help users install them under their cell phones, the Obama campaign hired the small Boston company M-Style. Tech director Nick Bogovich says Obama has to be pleased with the more than 6,000 downloads so far.
In the end, he's trying to sell you a vote. So he's hoping that you'll download the ringtone, you'll talk about it with your friends. If he gets one vote out of any of those downloads, that's a victory.
Normally, M-Style pushes ringtone jingles for Fortune 500 corporations, ranging from pizza companies to big oil.
Say hey, make the day a little better.
Say hey.
But Bogovich says more people are downloading Obama ringtones than many corporate ones.
It's a different play. Politicians like Obama or Clinton, Romney, sort of have more attention than pizza companies right now.
We're seeing it all over the place, big companies making mistakes around social media and social marketing.
That's Larry Weber. He just wrote a book on marketing to the social web. He says too many companies are trying to force-feed content. Weber says the Obama campaign's doing right by letting supporters create the ringtones.
You know, branding in this day and age is all about the dialogue you have with your customers. And I think that's what the Obama campaign figured out. Engage first, get money later.
And Weber says that's what companies have to do now. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
Near Madison, Wisconsin this week, an armored car leaked 32,000 quarters. The coins spilled across two counties, but apparently the driver didn't notice. Only half of the quarters have been returned, about $4,000 worth. The coins fell out because the truck's door wasn't properly closed. The driver was cited for failure to prevent a leaking load. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Enjoy the Friday and the weekend. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.